Radio Show with Jackie Wayans. Inspiration through word and song for you.
And welcome to this special edition, Don't Give Up Radio. We are so excited to be able to present to you a wonderful group, Righteous Through God, or known as RTG. And I'm really excited because these are wonderful musicians who have been in this music industry for decades and really know what they're doing. But on top of that, they love the Lord and they love God's people. And they all hail from Michigan at different points, and we're going to get to speak with them. But I am honored to have a special friend back with us tonight, and that is Mr. David Winans, who is also a part of the RTG family, and we'll hear how that came to be. So many of us are very aware of the iconic gospel family, the Winans family. As a whole, we're familiar with that sound. However, individually, each Winans has their own unique sound and story, because they're unique individuals. And so we have the privilege to have David with us here tonight, esteemed bass player and guitarist, songwriter and singer. David, thank you for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure, Jackie. Thank you for having me on.
It's a pleasure. And I must say, you're DW2. You're David Winans the second.
That's it. DW2, correct.
DW2. So talk to us a little bit. I mean, you know, we know of your family in terms of what we, you know, see and hear on award shows and CDs and albums. But tell us about who you were before, you know, everyone knew the Winans name.
Well, I was a member of the Winans before everybody knew the Winans name. We had a quartet called the Winaneers, which later on progressed into becoming Testimonial Singers. On my hand, I played with the brothers and sang with them, and we used to do a lot of churches and convocations in our day growing up. And we were inspired by our parents, who were in their own groups and in the Lemon Gospel Choir. So, yes, we had the influence, and we all took instruments in school. We had a piano at the house, so we all played piano, since our mother was like the pianist.
Yes, I say that because I remember having to take my piano lessons, and I kind of played by ear, so I would not exactly do what I was told to do. I was kind of fiddling around.
Shame on you, Jackie.
Shame on me, and my mom would give me the glaring eye from the corner of the room there.
Yes,
so
yes.
I'm glad you guys pursued and continued on, unlike myself. Tell me what I would have seen in your household with you guys growing up. What would a typical day or week what did you guys do for fun?
A typical day, we all were athletes. My dad had a community outreach group for underprivileged kids, and we were part of that. We played baseball, football, and then we had to have rehearsals. But, yeah, we were all athletically inclined.
Inclined and musically inclined.
Yes, yes. We all played sports. We were
didn't try to kill each other, did you?
Did we try what?
To kill each other on the football field or on the baseball field.
Yes, of course we did.
So I just want to welcome all of you and thank you for taking the time to being a guest on the show today. Welcome.
Thank you for having us, Jackie.
Yes, thank you very much.
Great. Okay, wonderful. You know, the group is made up of six very talented musicians and vocalists, and we have three with us today, and that is Peggy Turner Carr, David Lenarski. Did I get that right, David?
Yep, Dave Lenarski.
Dave Lenarski and Mr. David Winans of the Royal Winans family, as I said earlier today. So, David, I'm just going to start off with you because, you know, you are a trendsetter. We've established that before. You know, you've had decades of working with your family, your own projects, and various bands. So tell me, how did you come to be a part of RTG?
Well, it was a blessing in disguise. I was recording up on my project, my Lexi project, which I think I gave you Well, I think when we first met, I was starting with Lexi. Anyway, I was recording at the Marshall Block Studio, Reel to Reel at Fenton, Michigan, here in Fenton, Michigan. And RTG just happened to be there recording their CD, Power of You. And they needed their bass player. They had just lost their bass player. And they needed some tracks filled, so Marshall asked me to do it. They did, and it was a pleasure, and I loved the music. So I laid down a couple of tracks for the CD, and then the opportunity came for me to join the band, which I really loved the band. Great group of people, and with the mindset of bringing souls into the fold. So that was the blessing, and thus here we are.
So it really was something that it sounds like the Lord was orchestrating and allowing your paths to cross. Did the rest of the members of the band, Peggy, know each other in various ways through your work in Michigan or ministry?
Yes, three of the members are core members that have actually been together for, I'll just say, decades. And then we have two newer members, our drummer Jeff Babbitt and Josh Mediate on the lead guitar, that came later and have only been with us for a couple of years.
Okay, great. So there was definitely some community, some familiarity beforehand. And I know that each of you are involved in various forms of ministry outside of RTG, Righteous Through God. Peggy, what are you involved in? What are some of the ministry areas that you function in?
Well, for me, I do some work at my church, singing, doing some solo work, singing with the choir. I don't have a specific title at my church, as some of the other members of the band do in their own churches. And I do have a daughter that's special needs, so there's a lot of ministry work that comes with that and with being involved with other groups of other children that are just like Morgan.
Yes, absolutely. In fact, I'm going to be planning a show on that later on in the year, so maybe we will have you back to be a part of that discussion, because it's a very important one to have, especially within the body of Christ. So, Dave, what about you? What areas of ministry are you functioning in or that you take part in?
Well, I would say, I've always been involved since I was like 14 years old, because my family were all musicians, and so we would go to church, and the first thing I would want to say to my mom or dad, I said, I want to be out there playing with them. And so I started as a kid in a guitar ministry at a college campus church, and it went from there and grew from there. And after that campus had closed, that ministry, God kind of called me to this other church I'm at now, in St. Clair, Michigan, where the music director was leaving. And it was kind of just that time where I just kind of walked in the door and he was leaving, and they said, hey, would you be interested in taking over the ministry here at our church? And so now we've built it to have contemporary worship team services and youth group services, and it's been a blessing, and it's been very fulfilling.
Okay, that's great. That's wonderful. See, I think all of that buys into making the music that you're creating a lot richer in terms of having the various connections. But what's outstanding about the three of you and many others within the group is really the decades of experience. You all kind of started in these families of music where you started playing instruments or singing at a very, very young age. Peggy, you were extremely young when you started with your family band. I think you were 11 or so?
Yes, my brothers had a little secular group that they would sing out with, and that's where I actually was able to get on stage with them first as far as being in public and not just being on a church platform. They also had a guitar service that they did at our church, and my sister was also involved in that. So I've seen it, just like Dave Lenarski, I've seen it pretty much my whole life, and I began singing full Latin masses when I was probably 9 years old in the adult choir at church. I have been doing it for a long time. Yeah.
I know. Some people wait their whole entire lives to train to do something like that. That's amazing. And And Dave, you know, you just shared that you started very early on. She's still what?
Fluent in Latin.
Oh, that's beautiful. Well, I understand that once you learn it, you know, it never really leaves you. It's just the part of your thinking. And so, David Winans, of course, we know well your story with your family, you know, just singing jingles from the time you were kids and from commercials on television and turning them into different tunes and starting
jingles.
To perform gospel jingles. I'm sure that all were just solely gospel singles, you know. But
yeah.
I know of course, your great love for music itself and you spent a lot of time immersing yourself and learning from great artists. And people will get to hear as we start to play your tracks, your music kind of reminds me, because I didn't grow up on contemporary music. My mom actually only allowed country music when I was growing up, right? So we could only listen to country music or Spanish music. And so I got this kind of, you know, Linda Ronstadt, Captain and Tennille kind of feeling, a little Fleetwood Mac, early Stevie Nicks kind of feeling, but just kind of really gentle, though, very, very not dated in any way, but just that pure sound, if you know what I mean, that just kind of very simple lyrics and good music and not complicating it with anything else. Does that make sense? Is that what you're going for?
Well, I think that was a great description myself, Jackie. That was, that kind of really attracted me in the harmonies, you know, the very harmonies that's displayed in the music. They have some great songs.
Yeah, the vocals that you hear on the tracks, we are very blessed to be able to hear and everybody be able to do vocals where we would have, in some places, we'd have 7, 8 harmony vocals going on behind us. And it just brings the music out where people can hear the words, but also listen to all the different sounds through vocals.
Very nice, very nice. Well, we're going to hear something in a little bit. We're going to listen to Set You Free. And who was the writer of that one? Who wrote Set You Free?
I actually wrote that one, and I kind of always tell the story. I actually wrote it when I was driving down the road. I wasn't writing when I was driving, but it was in my head. And we all have these voice recorders on our phones. And I was just having a really bad day, and I was just praying to say, get me through this, God. How am I going to get through this day? It just hit me down to where you can get just so low that you just want to just say, all right, I'm done. I'll wake up tomorrow and start over. So this song was all about remembering that it can't be so bad for what God had done for us. And the cross was all about setting us free. And that's exactly what this song was about.
I love it. Let's take a listen, and when we get back, we're going to talk a little bit more with RTG.
That's why the cross is all you need to set you free. give myself to you. I'm at peace. I can clearly hear the voice of truth speaking to me. He said, you must try harder to believe. I am with you and I will never leave. That's why the cross.
Show with Jackie Wayans. Inspiration through word and song for you.
Absolutely lovely. Set You Free by Righteous Through God. RTG is here in the house, and those lyrics said, I am with you and I will never leave. That's why the cross is all you need to set you free. It's a beautiful theme, and on the show I say every week, Romans 10, 9 and 10, that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. And that is the beginning of being able to embrace a wonderful promise like set you free, because that's what the Lord actually does. He comes in and he sets you free. And when you're having horrible days like Dave Lenarski was having as he penned this song, you can rest in the truth of those promises that he's never going to leave you. That's why he went to the cross, so that you didn't have to feel that aloneness that he endured for us. Dave, I have to ask, was that you, Dave Lenarski, was that you on the guitar solo there, or was that David Winans?
The acoustic guitar is myself. The lead guitar actually is Josh Mediate on the lead guitar, and Winans on the bass guitar.
All right. That was definitely a me. Little solo there. I enjoyed that a great, great deal. Dave, I want to go back with to where you ended before we went into the song. And the reality is that even when you have the Lord in your life, it doesn't preclude us from having bad days. And sometimes we kind of give this impression that if you're a Christian, you know, you're floating on air through life, and that's just not the way it is at all. And we do have bad days, difficult days. Can you, Dave, share with us moments in your journey of ministry that just seem limiting or frustrating, and how you've been able to kind of manage those challenges? And then Peggy and David, I'll come to you with the same question as well.
You know, when you write songs or think of songs, especially in the contemporary Christian sense, it could be done gospel, it can be done in any way. What I find healing is when you can tell somebody your faith story. They may not be a believer. They may be struggling with their faith. And I think the turn with my ministry, at least the journey that I'm on, is that if I was able, even in our concerts or on our CD, you know, we all believe that if we're able to save just one person or somebody is there in your presence and they hear the words of these songs, that they get it. We're no Christians are no different than anybody else walking this earth in the fact that everybody is walking their journey through faith. Some mature faster than others. Some may never mature. And I feel that I'm maturing more than I ever have through RTG and through sharing songs and sharing our faith stories with people out there. And that's, to me, that's where my journey is leading me, is being able to let people know that God's out there and God loves you. And there's so many different ways that you can feel his presence if you just give it a try.
I love that. And I can hear the sincerity coming across in your voice and the passion that you have there. Peggy, I'd like to hear from you as well, you know, because in every industry, you know, whether you're a doctor, whether you're a teacher, there are always points of limitation or frustration, especially if you are only working within the four walls of that institution. So just share with us the challenges that you might have faced in terms of limitations in ministry and how the Lord has really been able to help you through that.
Thank you, Jackie. I think I'll just trace back to when I first started as a vocalist. And even though I was doing things in my own church and singing with the choir, when I actually, if I say started as a vocalist where you were getting paid, those jobs were of a secular nature. So you were singing for maybe a party or something like that. I remember always looking at my dad and saying to him when we'd watch TV and we'd see some famous person singing, and I'd say, that's what I want to be, only I don't want to dress horribly like that woman. I want to dress very tastefully, and I want to spread the word of God secularly. In other words, and I know that sounds confusing, I want to not be maybe known to be a Christian singer, but I want to be able to spread the word of God, because in my heart, now remember, like Dave Lenarski said, we all grow and mature at different levels. Okay, so I'm very, very young, and I'm thinking at this time, this is the best way to do it, because if I just go sing like Amy Grant, whom I loved, if I just go sing like Amy Grant, I'm already preaching to the choir. I want to go sing for all the people that might not believe in the Lord. So there was my first limitation, and as I grew in Christ, and as time went on, I realized that no matter how and when you're doing his work, you're doing his work. And it wasn't necessary for me to be on some crazy platform, you know, trying to preach to the masses, that it is just one step at a time, one day at a time, one concert at a time. And when you're singing at a Christian concert, you should never be feeling like you're just preaching to the masses, because there's going to be people that have come there out of curiosity, out of wonderment, out of knowing, you know, what Christ's message really is. And that's what we're trying to spread.
I think that is amazing that at a young age you had that revelation, and everything that is religious would say, no, 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 you can't do that, or you can't do it
exactly
that way, or the model, you know. But thankfully now we live in an age that allows us the flexibility and the creativity to be able to create as the Lord allows us to, or gives that, us that vision to create in that way. And David Winans, goodness, I know you have a lot to say on this issue of limitations and frustrations in the industry. And in fact, I think out of the Winans family, you are probably the one who is the most cutting edge and who has crossed genres and really spread your wings into different areas. And I'm sure there's been a cost to that. So why don't you share a little bit with us?
Well, I think my story is akin to Peggy's, where I felt like singing at home or singing around the people I knew was like preaching to the choir. So I felt that I had to go out and become like a true disciple and go to places where people weren't actually overflowing or welcoming the word. in its normal, in its natural state as going to church and stuff. So I had to venture out into the secular world and hopefully brought the word of the Lord to them in musical difference, you know, different ways of musically to help them be aware of God's mercy and grace out there for everyone.
And I know the industry itself is also very rigid in the flexibility that it gives artists to be able to maneuver within the genre.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Right?
The categorization of music is very, very confining. You know, there's a plethora of different types of music out there, and lyrically, you try and guide that towards the good in people, to uplift people, and that is what we're doing in RTG. I do believe wholeheartedly.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about that a little bit, because I know that you stated that RTG is designed to be different, to make a difference, and that is a part of your passion, to do something that would truly have an impact. So talk to me about the vision of RTG and this project, and how exactly is RTG designed to fulfill that?
Mr. Lenarski, you take that.
When we first started this project about 2 years ago, our vision was to write our faith stories, our faith experiences, because, like you stated, we all have been in this business for a long time, and we've played in all different genres and all different places and different bands. And the vision was to put our faith stories. We've always wanted to do something, to record something. And the best way we could see where we are in our journeys was to write down and share our faith stories. I mean, Peggy wrote Save Me, which is totally about, you know, her upbringing and having her beautiful child, daughter, Morgan. The song on every song that is on the CD, Power of You, has been a faith story, a faith experience that's expressed through our music and our song. And I think the vision is to continue sharing to everywhere we go, concerts or to the studio in our CDs, is to share more of those faith stories, because God only knows, working through us and us working through Him, that we're going to have many more faith stories and experiences to share. And God gave us these gifts. He gave us these talents. We may have used them, maybe not in the way that He had planned originally, but we know now, though, that He definitely has a plan for us, and our vision is to continue sharing our faith stories and writing faith stories together. And it's important that we collaborate on that. It's like community prayer. You can pray by yourself, and you can talk to our Savior and just pray for certain things to happen, but community prayer is powerful. And when we can collaborate with David Winans and Peggy Turner Carr and Chris Sofino, who has written a lot of these songs on this CD, Power of You, and he's our keyboardist, when you can bring that collaboration together, it is really special, and we know that God's working really hard through us.
Well, first of all, I want to say this term, faith story experience, it just sounds really good in my ears, very gentle, very loving. I like the term, but at the same time, it is new. It's new to me. I want you to kind of define it for me. So, Peggy, since he mentioned that you penned a song that expresses your faith story, can you define faith story for us and how that song is representative of being a faith story for you?
Sure. It would be specific to the song Save Me, because like Dave said, every faith story and every song, you know, is different and maybe has a different message. So for me, when I wrote Save Me, and Chris Ofino also helped me on the chorus of Save Me, even though he won't take credit for that, it was something that it was just the journey of having a daughter with special needs, finding out that you're going to have this little bundle of joy that you weren't expecting, and maybe not feeling like you were going to know how to deal with it. So it's my faith story touches I don't know how many other people that have been in that same predicament of, you know, I don't think I'm qualified to have a child with special needs. What would make God think that this was something for me to do? So that is, in this particular sense, that is my faith story of how everything came down on me all at once is how it felt at the time, and leaning on God to get through it. And so we're trying to give that positive message on here. Look, this is what happened to me. Now look how we're going to solve it. We're going to give it to him. He's going to take over. He's going to put his blessing upon it, which he already had it all planned anyway. As we all know, mm-hmm. he knows every hair on our head, and they are all numbered. Mm-hmm. So we're not telling him anything he doesn't know. But we're trying to teach people that, you know, he is going to be able to take over and guide you through whatever situation it is.
You know, I loved that. That was so clearly defined. And I'm going to start using this term. I love it, faith story. It seems a lot more, receptive in my ears. I think so many people, even in the business industry now, are using the word, you know, testimony, and, mm-hmm. you know, they're just, it's just kind of fallen flat in a sense because it's been used so much. So I love this concept of a faith story, and it reminds me of the song, which is the title of the CD, Power of You, where the lyric mm-hmm. says, you know, he's pulled me through. You know, I've let you down, but you've always picked me up, you know, and when God is in place, when his love is in place, that's when the power of you comes into existence, but that's when people around you can see the power of God in you. Let's take a listen to that, and when we come back, we'll talk some more.
When I see your light shining oh so bright, when you lead me to your love, you guided me to there, you took me everywhere, when you lead me to your love. Dawn and on in love live my faith and watch it grow. The power of you has pulled me through. Sometimes I let you down, but you've always picked me up. And to know your grace when I'm in this place of your love. Power of you. As I sit and see what this world can be, when you lead me to the love. Your word, my praise should be heard, cause you lead me to the love. And on your love it goes. I live my faith and watch it grow. The power of you me through. Sometimes I let you down, but you'll always pick me up. And to know your grace when I'm in this place of your love. I feel the power of you. I feel the power.
Don't Give Up radio show with Jackie Wayans. Inspiration through word and song for you.
The power of you. We are listening and speaking to RTG, and it has been really an enjoyable conversation, Righteous Through God. They're talking about just the vision that God has given them for this ministry, for their music, and for the group. And I actually can tangibly or palpably feel it in the music as I'm listening. So I'm really enjoying the moments that we're having together here. Peggy, what you just shared about your daughter and your faith story and making it so plain, it will touch many, I'm sure. So I'm enjoying the moment. I have to ask before I go on with my questioning, the riffs that are on here, I mean, was this like written out, or did you guys just jam as you were listening to the music? Like, how did it actually come together?
Do you want me to take that, Dave?
Yeah, go ahead.
I will say, Josh and I are quite close. I've known his family for a very long time. And so Josh and I would share a lot of conversation about how we practiced or what we did. And I do know for a fact that Josh Mediate would sit down in prayer before he ever wrote any of his leads. And he would sit down in prayer and pray for the strength and pray for the guidance and pray for what was right. He would come up with several different options. When we were in the studio, he would then start playing on these options that he had worked on and prayed about, and different flavors would come out. And then all of a sudden, you would just know, and I'm sure Dave can chime in, as a band, we'd all just look at each other and go, that was the one, you know. It was wonderful to watch him as a musician. It really was.
Yeah, we truthfully, we never know what Josh is going to come to the table with. And that's kind of the fun part of the business, because after he plays these licks and these little leads that are fill-ins with these songs, we look at each other and go, where did that come from? and we're like, that is so awesome. It couldn't be even better. And so we know that we let each musician has, you know, everybody's got gifts and talents, and we let them bring it to the table, and that's kind of what's really the fun part of this business.
Well, that's actually the question that I wanted to go to next, in terms of gifts and talents. As I'm sure people who are listening to this show either have aspirations to be in a band or in the music industry, or just an aspiration to achieve something that God has called them to do that's outside of the four walls of their industry, that breaks the rules a little bit. And so if each of you could provide a word of encouragement, as if you were speaking to that one person, and what faith steps would you say they should take, or would you advise them to take in order to move forward? So, David Winans, why don't we start with you, and we'll just go down the line.
Well, I would say just the best of your ability is surrender yourself to the Lord's will. Whatever business you're in, take your stand or your vision and try and fulfill that. But when you welcome the Lord's help, or uses the Lord's help, because he's in charge anyway, it will definitely become to fruition. And you will be favored. That's all I can say. God favors those who do his will.
Amen. Amen to that. Peggy?
Well, I'm going to say my mom, who I don't have with us on this earth anymore, but my mom and dad were both very big supporters when I actually started singing. I'll use the word professionally. We tend to throw that term around when you're actually getting paid, you know, to sing for someone. So when I started professionally at 15 and my mom had to sit there because the restaurant owner didn't want someone 15 sitting without a parent, obviously, with my band, and singing, the first thing my mom said to me was, I want you to dedicate every song you sing to the Lord. And I looked at her and she said, that is what you need to do always. so I've lived on that. So most of the time when you see me singing and my eyes are closed and it might sound like some love song to somebody else, I'm actually singing it to God. And just over time, I would like to say that in doing that, I've always wanted to have a CD. I didn't know if I'd ever record a CD, but in doing that service to Him and giving Him whatever I could through my life, I'm now being rewarded or favored, as David would say. Look, now I have a CD. There are things that will come to you and happen in your life that He will help, and He will also help with the desires of your heart with His plan as well.
Absolutely. In fact, you guys were just honored with Detroit Music Award finalist. And so, I mean, the album is fresh out the gate and you're already being recognized. So that's a beautiful thing. And so to take the advice of your mother and hang in there. And as you're hanging in there, your focus is on the Lord, and everything you do, you're committing to Him. I think that's a beautiful thing. That's one of the reasons why I feel that prayer is so important, even with my radio show, to make that connection and bring everything together. Dave, what points would you bring in regards to the faith steps that one should walk in as they pursue their goal, their dream?
Jackie, I would say, you know, I was thinking about that. I'm glad you started with David Winans. I'm that one. I kind of knew what Peggy's answer was going to be, but I didn't know what Winans was going to be. But the one thing I believe in whatever you do, because you know that you're going to have hurdles and you're going to have lows and highs, and it takes a lot to get through all that, but the one word I would use would be trust. It's very easy to give up, and it's very easy in this world today for people to find reasons and excuses for everything. And for me, trust in the Lord, trust in You, and there's a song that we put together on CD that was called Trust in You Today. And when it's all said and done, if you don't have trust in the Lord, it's very difficult to achieve what you're going after, because he likes the fact that you're trusting in Him, and He will help you. And so I would say that one word for me would be, for everybody out there, would be, you know, trust in what He's doing through you, and you will benefit for it.
You guys have just really encouraged me along the way. I love doing this show. I get so much benefit. You know, I definitely do it for others, but it's like I get the firsthand splash, you know, of the ointment. And so I'm very thankful for what you've been sharing. And our time is going so quickly. One of the things I wanted to ask you is going to this concept of the future and vision. Where do you see RTG evolving? You know, what is your hope for this band? What would you like to see happen? We don't talk about that as believers a lot, we have our prayers that we bring to the Lord. But if you had to hope for something, what would it be? I'd like to hear from each of you, and I'll reverse it this time. I'll let the ladies go first. Peggy, what would it be for you?
Boy, I don't know. I'm thinking about that as you're talking and thinking I haven't really thought of the end result. I don't know. It'll be interesting to hear from David and Dave, and I wish my whole band was here right now. I don't think we've even asked each other that question. As Dave said, we are using that word trust in that song, Trust in You, and we're all doing that. And although that may sound like a cop-out, and I apologize, Jackie, I don't know what the end is other than continuing to have concerts. That's all we tend to talk about. We just want to keep playing, keep spreading the word, keep telling everybody and sharing our faith stories. And maybe someone else will have an end game that I'm not aware of.
Well, and you know, an end game. It's the idea of evolution, right? It's the idea of
it is.
Becoming.
And I shouldn't use the word game. Yeah, I shouldn't use the word game either, Jackie. Some people use that and they really mean that. And I certainly do not think this is a game at all. But I think I'm going to let somebody else tell me what they're looking.
Well, I'm thinking about this tour coming up. I'm very excited to be able to spread the word of RTG and the Lord out amongst the multitudes, and I'm definitely have my eye on New York.
Oh,
so we could do this Jackie Wayans show live or something, you know?
There you go.
Well, you be on the concert promo list. You keep sending me those slides, and I'll be sure to get it out there and make the little impact that I can make to support you guys. I'd be more than happy to do that. Definitely share your itinerary, and we'd love to. And, in fact, in a little bit, I'm going to have you share with the listeners where they can connect with you. But, Dave, I want to hear your heart on this question as well.
Well, we've come a long ways up to this point, and I'm with Winans. I want to be continuing the tour so that what we do out there is to spread the word and let people know through our music and our words that God loves them, and there's a lot more to what they could be doing in their lives. But I also, as this is all happening, more and more songs are coming together, more, as you call it, faith stories are developing, and I'm excited to get back in the studio and work on another CD, and I'm sure everyone else is too. And it's something that is, we've already talked about that and kind of start being on our soul and our heart to put some more music together through the songs that we have written even during this time. So I'm excited about the tour, but I'm also excited about getting back to the studio and putting our faith stories back together on a second album.
All right, sounds good. So I'm sure people are very interested by now, and their whistles have been wet. Where can they connect with you and find your music and find out where these concert dates are going to be?
Right now, the Power of You CD is available through CD Baby, and you can go purchase it there. We do have a website, and it is rtgband.com. And we're trying to get the tour dates put up very soon. We're still putting some of them together. Everything's not, totally carved in stone yet. So we're still putting some of those together, but that's also another way to connect with us.
The Facebook and Twitter, all the digital media of the world, with Twitter and Facebook and also Instagram, you'll see RTG there.
The word.
Very good. Okay, you're on Instagram too. I'll be sure to follow you there. I have you on Facebook. I'll find you on Instagram as well. And as you're talking about the concerts and another project, I think of the selection His Name Is Forever. And the pull of that song is The Lord Send Me. That is so strong, and it comes across very clear to me that is the mission of RTG, Lord Send Me. Do you have any final words or thoughts that you'd like to say about that song?
Oh, I just love it. I love that song. The synthesizer opening is just very, it just turns me on.
As Dave's mom used to say, it sounded like heaven sounds to her. The synthesizer makes it reminds her of heaven sounds, or what heaven sounds would be like, being transported to heaven.
Nice. Now, Dave, did you write that one?
That song there was written by Crystal Fino, our keyboard player, and we together, as a band, sat in a studio and kind of pieced it together. It's kind of our special song that we wanted to do something different, and that's where you heard the heaven sounds that Peggy was talking about. And you could say that, the first time that Marshall Block, our producer, heard it, he said, that is a great way to start a concert out. That's a great way to start a CD out, because the song says everything about, the great I am. He sent me. And so that music, it just kind of, it flowed together very well when we were in the studio.
Well, I can hear that. That's absolutely true. It's clear that was something that flowed. All of what you do flow. I love the fact that the Lord just brought you guys together, seasoned in your talents and your gifts and your abilities, and now he's taking you in a direction to serve him in a greater way. It's been a great time chatting with all of you. Thank you for being on the show.
Oh, thank you very much.
My pleasure, Jackie, always.
Great. Well, for my listening audience, I do hope you enjoyed the broadcast, and we will be back next week. Until then, I want you to continue to be your own best hero, because the greatest hero of all said that you were worth it when he gave his life for you, and his name is forever, and he loves you.
Don't Give Up Radio Show with Jackie Wayans.